So what do you say? July 2nd was
the anniversary of the death
of Denmark Vesey.
Yeah, let's talk about him real quick. Who was he and the significance just for everyone?
Oh, Denmark Vesey organized one of the best slave revolts on record, because what he did was create cells where you'd have four, maybe five or six people in one cell, maybe two or three, and they didn't know who else was connected to it. They didn't know who was in the other, who were in the other cells.
It's a whole lot. It's a lot here, but yeah, pretty much. I mean, yeah, like you were saying, July 14th, they planned to plan a major slave revolt called the Rising, and I think they said two of the participants went spoiled the plans, and they ended up killing like 150 people. They hung him on July 2nd. I'm reading it just about his story. It looks like he bought his freedom. He won a $1,500 in a lottery.
He was free. He was free. Wait, he had bought his freedom. Yeah, he had bought his freedom. And so he was able to move about. This is why he was able to organize, because he could move about more freely than an enslaved person. That's how he was able to organize. He had these cells of people that had specific missions and things to do within the revolt. And one of his cardinal rules was that they did not recruit house slaves. And that if they did recruit a house slave, he would personally have to vet that person. He would have to be the one to say, yeah, this person can come in. And one of the people in his group broke that rule. And I forget his name. I just know his name. His name was, I think it was Jack something or another. But he broke the rule and bought in a house slave. I think he was a cook. And that particular house slave went and told the slave master. And it revealed the conspiracy, as it were. But the good thing about it is they only got like a couple of them because of that organizational structure. They didn't know, the ones they caught couldn't tell on anybody outside of their circle. They didn't know who they were.
Mm-hmm.